Well, it's the first Monday of 2022, and of course, it's a Mike Grimm Monday here on KETE, the voice of Minnesota Golden Gopher football and men's basketball. And Mike, a good afternoon and a happy new year to you.
Yeah, happy new year to you as well, as here we are, the first workday officially, I guess, of 2022.
Now, we should mention right off the bat, you were supposed to be working yesterday, but that game for the Gophers and the Illini got postponed. So you got some Tuesday night basketball coming up tomorrow night. And, Mike, I'm assuming that things should be good to go, or is there any chances we could see another postponement?
Well, I'm assuming it's all good to go. In fact, there were even rumblings that yesterday's game was close to being able to go from an Illinois standpoint, but they felt just for everybody's safety if they could get two more days. And the schedule kind of worked for that because the Gophers for the Gophers, this was kind of each team usually gets one weekend off during the season. Once the Big Ten restarts, you know, at the start of the calendar year, they usually get one weekend off, and they usually get one week off. In other words, they would play, you know, a Saturday or a Sunday and then not play again until a Saturday or Sunday. And then at some point they would play like a Tuesday or a Wednesday and then not play again until a Tuesday or Wednesday. Each team usually gets one of those. Well, the Gophers were going to start with that. They were going to play Sunday and then Sunday. So there was that week, and so it allows them a little extra time. You know, from Minnesota's standpoint, it probably is not advantageous because there were a lot of rumblings that Kofi Coburn, the preseason Big Ten Player of the Year, is one of the guys being impacted. And, you know, if it means an extra 2 days and he can play, then the Gophers have a more uphill fight. But I guess at the end of the day, you know, you want to go after somebody when they're full strength, and yep, it looks like that will be the case tomorrow.
So Mike will have the play-by-play, 5:30, your pregame tip-off at 6 tomorrow night, Gophers and the Fighting Illini. Did you attend? I know you're everywhere when it comes to things going on in the Twin Cities. Were you at Target Field on Saturday?
I did not go to the game. I went to the one, and it's not the Winter Classic. I forget what they called it when they played it at TCF Bank. It was then TCF Bank Stadium on campus. And that was that was against, I think, the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago now? And then the Gophers actually played an outdoor game against Ohio State there, but a year or two ahead of that. So I've been to a couple of them. I've enjoyed them. But with everything going on, I wasn't sure what my availability would be on Saturday anyway. You know, I was kind of planning on the Gophers being in the Rose Bowl back when we had to apply for credentials.
Yeah, okay.
A little tongue-in-cheek there a little bit. But, no, I did not go. And I did watch a lot of it. I was watching the Rose Bowl, Ohio State and Utah, and it hit halftime, and it timed perfectly because I flipped over and watched some of the pregame festivities, and I thought it came across awesome. I thought it looked great on TV. I thought the coverage was fantastic. The game certainly stunk from a Minnesota standpoint, but I thought you know, nobody really, you know, nobody likes that it's 7 below, but it almost played. And I have my nephew went to the game with his wife, and they stayed for the whole thing, layered up and bought. They went up and bought extra clothes and all that stuff. But I did not brave the cold. But I think it played well. I think it was cool to watch. That's for sure.
Well, one thing looking at the game, and I sat at home and watched it from the comforts of my own couch too, is I liked that they had other ice rinks out there. Like that there's maybe 6 or 7, and there were some other activities going on before the game and maybe during the intermissions as well. And it seems like anyone that went to the game, there were so many other activities going on besides just the game itself.
No doubt, you know, and I liked the idea that they incorporated the rest of the sports teams. You know, John Randall was there for the Vikings, and obviously the Twins had a bunch of guys there, including Morneau and Maurer and Herbeck and Tony O, who of course got a great rousing ovation since that was really his first big public appearance since it was announced he'd be into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So that was cool. Troy Hudson from the Wolves, I thought that was an interesting pick, but it, you know, whoever was they were going to pick was fine, and he was there. And then the Gophers had a lot of men's and women's hockey players there. Obviously at one point they announced the women's national team for the Olympics, and I think there are 8 former or current Gophers on that roster, so they all got a lot of good publicity. And I know they also did some things with, I think, Duluth and Mankato and the rest of the group as well. So I agree with you, man. I thought it was and Rachel Banham, I guess. I'm probably forgetting a few. Rachel Banham was there for the Lynx as well. But I thought they did a great job. I thought the field looked great. The drone coverage was awesome because you could see, you know, they had a lot of different angles from drones. I assume they were drones, you know, flying above that you could see. And they had, you know, fake deer, and they had the kind of that fake log cabin out there and these ice ponds, and kids were skating out there. So, yeah, I thought they did a great job. I talked with our buddy Kevin Faulness a lot, and last week we were chatting, and I was asking him kind of, hey, you know, off the record, is this thing going to go on because the COVID stuff is going on? And he's like, you know, for how much work they put into this and the amount of money they've spent on everything, if they have to, they're going to call up every minor leaguer they can to play it because, they've been building stuff at Target Field for weeks. And I wasn't sure what he meant, and then I saw it on TV, and I'm like, oh, that's what he's talking about. And, yeah, they were not going to let all that go to waste. And luckily, most everybody was healthy on both sides, it turned out to be kind of an exciting finish. The Wild scored to make it a two-goal game and then basically played with an empty net for, the last 5 minutes of the game. So all in all, outside of the outcome, and that's a whole other topic, the Wild have now all of a sudden dropped five straight, so they got to get some stuff together. But outside of the outcome, I thought everything else was pretty cool.
Mike Grimm Monday here on KATE, the voice of Gopher football and men's basketball and sports director at the Minnesota News Network. And Mike, you brought up the bowl games. New Year's Eve, a couple of, I guess I call them stinkers when it comes to the semifinals, Georgia taking on Alabama. A lot of good games on New Year's Day. The Big Ten did get, I think, one win. You mentioned Ohio State against Utah. That was a good game. But the action was a lot better on New Year's Day when it comes to games that were close compared to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why that has been the case, but it seems like that those semifinals year in and year out are blowouts, and it shouldn't be that way because those, you know, should be the four best teams, and I don't know why that's the case. I don't know why it's been that way. Maybe it's just kind of luck of the draw. I mean, I certainly think Alabama and Georgia looks like the two best teams in the country, but I don't know why it has to be a blowout. You know, Michigan was out of it early. Cincinnati hung for a little while with Alabama, but you know, that game was pretty much into the third quarter. There wasn't much suspense there. So, you know, had Ohio State been in it, would they have fared better? Probably. I still think Ohio State's one of the two or three best teams in the country. But they had a tendency to, you know, they didn't show up for the Oregon game and lost, and that hurt them. And then, of course, they got beat soundly by Michigan in that final game of the year. And, frankly, didn't look very good early in the Rose Bowl and then kind of flipped the switch and put up all kinds of, record-breaking offensive numbers. So, it's a shame that those semifinals have done that, and it's been that way now. You know, that for whatever reason, you know, I can recall – I think, was it Ohio State blew out Clemson 1 year, and Clemson blew out Notre Dame 1 year, and there have been a couple good ones. I think Georgia and Oklahoma was an overtime game maybe at the Rose Bowl a few years ago, but by and large, it seems like those semifinals have been blowouts.
Mike, let's talk about our Minnesota Vikings really quick. The Vikings, the ship has officially sunk. Last night, the final, I guess, torpedo was shot in it by the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't really even close. The offense was really, really bad last night trying to move the football. And now we got one more game with the Bears that means very little. It means probably a better thing for the Vikings that they lose when it comes to having a better draft pick next season. And then we'll wait and see in the offseason if there's any moves that are made by the Wilfs when it comes to Spielman and Coach Mike Zimmer. And listening to Zimmer after the game and in his press conference, yeah, this thing is turning ugly real quick.
Yeah, and, you know, he probably can sense what's happening. And it's not, you know, look, at some point in the NFL, you know, frankly, he's had a long shelf life. I mean, coaches don't often last as long as even he has. And I think he knows what he's doing. I think he's done an okay job. But at some point, you probably – just need to, I would call it, you know, have a friendly divorce. Let both sides move on and try to be happy, you know. And I think we're probably getting close to that stage. I think there's some fatigue and, sometimes you just need a new voice. It doesn't mean that it was a failure. There was some successes along the way. I kind of compare it to the Twins at one point had to, do away with Ron Gardenhire, who had a lot of success. And doesn't mean he forgot everything he knew. It just... sometimes a new voice has to be called upon, and I wonder if they're not getting close to that. I, you know, you know, obviously I have no inside thought, or, I mean, no inside source or anything, but you got to figure that there's going to be some switches made, and not just even with that, but, you know, then you got to open up what's free agency look like, what's salary cap look like, what's the draft going to unfold like, what will the needs be? There's a lot of off-season questions, but yeah, I guess I'd say we're probably at the point where maybe a fresh voice, a new approach might help energize some things. And it just was one of those years, right? Every, you know, you and I talk about this, and I get on my soapbox about, hey, enjoy the wins. This probably in my time of following sports, this year's Vikings were one of those weird teams that really did make it hard to enjoy a win. It just every week it was like you're getting your tooth pulled, you know, and I don't know why that was. I don't think they're a terrible team. I don't think they're clearly the best team either, but I honestly think they probably could have and should have been a playoff team, and they just, you know, lost too many close games, couldn't finish it, and it is what it is. So consequently, that's a long answer, but consequently you're probably, I would think, going to see some changes made.
Mike Grimm, Monday here on KETE. Mike, a guy who has never, during the middle of a broadcast, taken his headphones or his microphone and threw them in the stands and walked out of the press box ever in his career, because we don't do that like some football players do.
But yeah, right.
On Monday.
I have oftentimes taken my shirt off, though. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I have seen those pictures on Instagram. I have.
Yeah. But that was a bizarre thing, too, wasn't it? Antonio Brown, in the old days, I think we'd just say, man, that guy's crazy.
Yep.
But I think that they're legitimately the young man needs some help, probably.
Absolutely.
Tom Brady mentioned that in his postgame as well.
Mike Grimm with us on a Monday. Mike, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. And like always, appreciate the time.
Okay, you got it. Thank you. Enjoyed it.